tale, listen to this while Alonzo Dean calls. The witch's tale.
One of the most gratifying things about selling a meritorious product to the American public is their fine sense of gratitude when that product lives up to their best expectations. This certainly is the continuous experience of the makers of Prussian salt. Letters from grateful users pour into them consistently from all over the nation, and every letter is read. As millions of users of Prussian know, there is a little pink slip in each package. This little slip is simply to tell users that the makers of Prussian are glad to learn at first hand the extent of everyone's success with their product. Incidentally, the pamphlet in the package tells every Prussian user that a wonderfully informative 20-page booklet is available free for the asking. This very interesting, authentic booklet is entitled, How to Achieve Stylish Slenderness Without Injuring Your Health. Many hundreds of thousands of people have sent for this booklet, and a great many of them have later asked for and received extra copies for friends, which only goes to show how people like to pass on to others good news and personally proven advice. Now, let's hear briefly what Miss Lita Wilson of City Island, New York, tells us.
I realized I was getting too stout, 220 pounds, and my physician advised me to take food and salt. I have now reduced by 48 pounds of steel fine. I'm delighted with the results.
Then there's this report from Miss M. Kettner of Whistle Media. She is a nurse, and she replies it. You're putting it plainly. To be burdened and handicapped by unwanted fat is altogether unnecessary nowadays. When you can get rid of it so easily with fruit, it's the safe, sure way to do it at a cost of only 50 cents a week. Any overweight person can steadily reduce to his or her correct weight, and instead of ungainly fat, enjoy a new vigor, new vitality, and a clear, healthy-looking skin. Prussian is not a purgative, nor is it a cathartic. It's a harmless, very gentle, but highly effective mineral corrective that brings benefit to everyone. With Prussian, you need no starvation dieting, no fatiguing exercises, no alteration of any kind. Your regular, sensible way of living. Start with Prussian tomorrow. You're bound to be delighted with your modest investment if you see that the name on the jar is spelled K-R-U-S-C-H-E-N. And now for our visit to Old Nancy and the wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm accepting your all ID today. Yes, sir. Hannah, I'm 13 years old. Real station. If you tell folks to dance out their life, we'll be sitting down for business. That's it. Make it nice and dark. Yeah. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Gaze into them deep. And soon we'll be in California, the land of a setting sun. And there, we'll meet some people from the land where the sun gets up. The Chinatown, dear Lord, to the Chinatown of San Francisco. And there, in the house of two good Catholic priests, begins our yarn of a confession. The confession!
Now, me boy, soon as all you'll be in discouraged because another of our rockets moved his little backsliding. When you've been a priest in this Chinatown parish for the 30 years I have, you'll come to expect it, Jeremy.
But I was so sure of old Lee Singh, Father Guilfoyle. He was the one convert that I absolutely relied upon.
And to learn that he died this afternoon with a Buddhist priest at his bedside.
But I know that was a sad blow for an earnest youngster like you who's just fresh from the seminary. I had many of the same disappointments before I stopped trying to make Christmas out of the wrong kind of
it. Wrong kind? But where there can be no right or wrong.
Old Chinese, the wrong kind is to make fun for each other, Father Ryder. But like old dogs, they just retort new tricks. It's for the young we must do our best. For it's a new earth that seeds take root in their own flesh.
Do you think that the new generation are faces making headway?
Of course it is. Isn't that for you, sir?
I'm not sure. I can't be certain of anything with these people. There's no peculiar.
Oh, they're not peculiar. They're just different from the young. They've all the white men's faults and all his virtues, but they express them in opposite manner. You know that in China, the needle of the compass points south instead of north, but the people pay their doctors when they're well and give them nothing when they're sick. The place of honor there is on the left. And the white is the dress of mourning. Oh, come, my boy, stop worrying about the renegade soul of all these things, who from his cradle saw things upside down from our viewpoint. And through your striving amongst the yellow boys and girls who were born on California Street, you'll find that when they take Christianity seriously, they take it very seriously indeed. Well, it's not striking the next. Say that I won't juggle with you here another second. What with two masses, three Christmas, and a wedding today, I'm tired to death. Better go to bed yourself.
Yes, Father. How long do you suppose it'll be before I meet one of those Chinese who takes Christianity very seriously?
Rest of them. Lord will give you proof in his own good time, my boy. Just off there.
I'll answer, Father.
Funny. Come along, top of the big man's door like that. What is this o'clock at the front there?
Good evening.
I just heard it was.
Let me go, Father Guilfoyle. You're so tired.
Well, I'm never tired when there's duty to be done.
But I'd like to go if you'll permit. Please, Father, let me attend this woman.
All right, of course. Perhaps she'll be the proof you were just now asking for.
Thank you, Father.
It's some sick. Our poor wife's son died.
I'll be ready in a moment.
Who is this Apu you come from? Where does he live?
Apu, my honorable mother. At your place, we live.
I thought I knew every living soul in Chinatown, but his name is strange.
I have everything. I'm ready.
Come, Apu, wife, son, die.
Good night, Father.
Wait. Wait a minute. Doesn't it strike you there's something strange about this place?
Strange? Just an old Chinese?
Oh, awfully old. He looks like a dried-up monkey. There's something about him.
That's my father.
Yes, come, please. Apu, wife, son, die.
I don't like that messenger.
He comes from a dying woman, Father. A Chinese who's not a backslider. I must go.
Oh, yes.
Come, Apu, wife,
son, die. Show me the way.
I show.
Good night, Father Guilfoyle.
Good night, Father Ryan. Don't like that messenger.
I noticed this house in passing, but I thought nobody lived here.
It's a house, Apu. Wife soon die. And the thing.
Thank you. What? Dark as pitch. Haven't you any lights here?
And I stop there. I thought. Apu. Apu.
Oh, there's a light showing up.
My mother, Apu, come. Apu. Bye, son.
Reverend Father, this unworthy Apu bids you welcome to this new house. And you see the way up my miserable stairs.
Yes, thank you. Now that there's some light. Oh, have you called an American doctor for your sick wife, Mr. Wu?
No, Reverend Father. This jealous Apu has called no American physician.
You must do so at once. With all due respect to your national medicine, a sick woman should not be entrusted to the care of a Chinese physician.
I have secured no physician of my own race to attend my dying wife.
No doctor at all?
My wife requires a physician of the spirit, honorable master, not the healer of the body. Jane, to enter this humble room, please.
Oh, Father, Hurry, Father. You have come to me at last.
Allow me, reverend Father, to present my wife.
Your wife, sir? Well, that girl isn't sick.
You were not told she was sick. You were told she was dying.
Dying? Why, she's as well as I am.
She is dying, worthy superior, because I am about to kill her.
What?
You will note as you approach closer that she is bound to the chair she sits in. About her throat is a silken cord now loose, which will soon be pulled tight to stop her blood.
You smirking yellow beast, we'll see about that.
I stand like one.
Yeah. Take
your
hands from me. Open that door. Help. Police.
Papa, don't struggle against my husband's servants. You, like me, are helpless here. Tell me, precious, don't delay. Give me the last rush to Holy Church. Hear my confession and absolve me for my sin. Oh, I beg you, Holy Father.
You think I'll let him kill you, is he, precious? Unlock that door. Let me go, you hear? Help.
Help. Papa. Father, it is you.
I beg you, worthy father, desist from your vain efforts. The wife of this unprepossessing half-fool has spoken through. Struggle is useless. There is nothing you can do to save her life. But as she is of your Christian faith, you can prepare what you call her soul.
Oh, Father, please, God. Give me absolution. Then you can go. You may call the police. Call anyone you wish.
Yes. Then you may go and tell anyone you wish.
You mean when I hear your wife's confession, you let me go to bring the police upon your head?
Yes. I swear it on the blood of a white cock. And that is an oath which no Chinese will break.
I don't understand. This must be some joke you're playing. An unholy joke on a priest that loves your people.
Oh, no, Father. No.
We play no jest on you, my worthy friend.
But if you meant to kill this girl, you wouldn't swear an oath that I'd be released to tell. The oath of praise is so unnatural. There's a horrid something in this room. Something I can only feel. What is it that's so awful here?
Confess me, Father. Oh, give me absolute
pleasure. His duty is to control.
I need consolation, Father. Oh, my need is great. Hear my confession and absolve me of my sin.
I'll hear your confession. But if this is a trick to mock at Holy Church, may the curse of God fall on you all.
I swear it is no trick. Confess me, Father.
Very well. Leave us alone.
I stand. Be quiet. My servant will leave. I regret that I must remain.
No.
My husband already knows what I am about to tell you, Father. And if he left us here alone, you could not help me to escape.
Escape is quite impossible.
I have prepared myself for this confession. The cords that bind me to this chair will not let me kneel before you.
Those cords, unfortunately, cannot be removed.
We'll see about that later. Proceed, my sister.
Bless me, Father, for I have seen. A sin that has brought me unto death. Bless me, Father.
Then I will impart the filial spirit of sight.
I confess to Almighty God, to Blessed Mary ever virgin, that I have lost not my husband, but a nurse.
Oh, Mingo, how could you marry this off? Man old enough to be your father when you were promised to me.
My very wishes, Nino. You know a daughter must obey.
Yes, in China. You and I are no longer Chinese. You were born here in San Francisco. Neither of us can even speak correctly in our mother tongue. We are Americans.
If you'd only been with me, to give me strength to refuse.
Of course, I was a way of preparing for our future. You were weak enough to take our school.
Well, you must understand and forgive me, Ma. You must forgive me, Ma. You must. It wasn't because I didn't love you. I shall always love you. Do you understand me now?
I am. What an awakening.
My letter instead of waiting, and I thought it would be easy and kind for us both. Sure. And the thought that we were sick of, we found you here. must not meet again.
I shall not intrude upon your domestic happiness.
Don't blame me too much. Please.
I can't be angry with you. I can't give you up. Me alone love you. Love you.
Be like that. I am the wife of our fool. I mean to be a good wife. Stop. Please, off.
Our first meeting, Horace Oliver, after I had married another man. I couldn't stop loving him anymore. I let him come to see me when my husband was away. But they were only kissing. That was all. You know I speak the truth. But through you, I speak to God.
Proceed, my sister.
One afternoon, about a month later, when Nemo had come to see me, I heard a spoken servant whistle. And that night, our foolish changed.
I had been listening behind that curtain. I had the right, for you were my honorable wife.
Yes, I was your wife, in Chinese eyes. Then he marked him again, for the last time.
This is my talking role. My investigated the records. I found your marriage is not registered according to United States law. No license was ever taken out.
But our fool's name and mine were written on tablets and bound together with a red cross.
That is the marriage way of China. You live in California. You, like me, are a Christian. Have you forgotten the precepts of your faith?
Oh, I've been afraid to go to church. There, I know I'm not nearly so often.
There's no shame at all upon you, other than foolish papers bound with a foolish cord. You and I will be married by a priest with a license and a ring, like the Americans we are.
Our people will dishonor us. Our parents, first of all.
We have our lives to live, not theirs.
Oh, our fool will be humiliated. He will lose faith.
Who cares? He has no right to take you as he did.
He was... try to avenge himself.
Let him try. I don't fear him. You will be my wife in the eyes of law.
Oh, you must be right. We are no longer fighting. It's kept in secret. In the color of our skin. And I love you. I'll go with you. We'll be together. Always.
Always. Come, Minglo, now.
Yes. Now.
Good afternoon.
Oh, fool.
Yes. A husband who is not married to his wife in American Christian eyes. The poor Chinaman who will lose faith when Ming Lo leaves him for another man. I can't strike one.
Let me go. Put your hands on me.
Bind him to that table.
No, no.
Tie my wife to that chair.
Let me go.
Gag that man.
No, no.
You are no longer Chinese, except in feature and the color of your skin. Do not realize what it means to one who believes the city's honorable ancestors to lose faith. But you are about to learn how that disgrace can be avoided. One!
What are you going to do?
I am going to show you a custom of your father's. One is old-fashioned in marriage by the papers and the court which you despise. But your American eyes will not find it either so amusing or so meaningless. Thank you, Juan.
What did you say?
A little bag. A game of chance. The chance of the dead.
Oh! I've heard of that bag. Oh, no! No!
Of your lover's eyes, I judge you too as hers. Yes, it's the bag of the happy selection. It's filled with sharp little knives, of which each bears the name of some member of the body for which it is intended. One by one, they are drawn from the bag unseen and used as indicated. Sometimes the knife marks final death. It's the last that comes to hand.
Oh, no. No, you would not torture us, no.
I torture you? No, no, honorable wife. The bag of the happy selection is for your lover alone.
You have married to what?
No! No, no!
I draw the first little knife. She bears the name of the right guy. I use it. No! As you think, isn't it? If one draws the knife slowly and carefully, a man may live for hours.
Did you live for hours, Father? The knife now slung against me to one turn door, and I was made to watch. My eyes thrown open as Nima was slowly cut to bits. And at last, he grew no more.
You made a nerve behind
that tree. No, Oliver, I can't believe. Well, look behind the curtain.
I will.
No.
Oh.
No.
Miss R. Poe is a heathen.
Ah, Poe is the avenger of his honor.
You.
Well, don't
monster.
Think of him, Father, but of me. Will God forgive my sins? Will you give me absolution?
Oh, my sister, for the sins, for the punishment you've had.
Sir, if you think he's punished enough, then give me absolution.
I will give you what you ask. Absolution of a stay in nomine patris et me et servus sanctus. Amen.
At last. Oh, Father.
You need have no fear of death. I'm leaving this filthy house, and you're going with me.
I regret that for my honorable wife, I have made contrary plans. That cord about her neck is to be used for the teaching of another ancient custom of my people. The 1001 painful death.
I've heard of that wild torture. You would slowly tighten the cord until she was breathing no more. Then unloose it and bring her to.
Then repeat the process again and again.
That cord shall not be used. I'll see to that.
I stand likewise.
Don't put your bloody hands on me. Let go of me.
Your unworthy servant regrets the necessity of restraint.
Take these and release me. You talk of your Chinese honor. I have your oath and I shall be allowed to pass free through that door.
I shall keep my oath. And you may summon the police if you will. They will come too late. So I stand. The door is open, Reverend Father. You are at liberty. Now, like one, the first of the 1001 painful death, begin.
Oh,
you beast of hell! Police! Police! Help! Help! Police!
Else
has
stolen this jelly day, we
trade in ahead. It's true, isn't it, Lord above? Praise God, I came on your patrol car.
Why did this yellow devil let you go? No, you go to stop his murdering game.
I don't know. It's not 10 minutes since I left the place. The torture he needs to listen on that girl might last for days. This Chinatown is honeycombed with secret passages. Perhaps that house is only a blind, and they let move from there, so we'll have to track them down.
And we'll do that, and we have to tear the house to bits. But who can this harpoon be and his wife and a lover? I know this section like an old pocket. I never heard of any one of them.
And neither have I. What's up? There's the house.
Oh, that's the place. You're right about it being a blind. That house has been empty for nigh on 30 years. Come on, boys. You're going to find them there, but we'll soon pick up their trail. Ready with the axe and the doors locked, John. You, Mike, stand by with your gun. I'll hold the flashlight.
Yes.
The door is locked. We'll give it the axe. No, quick.
Why do you delay when every moment is precious?
Are you certain this is the house, Father?
Of course it is.
Is this the door you passed through?
Yes, quite.
And the first time you see the man who let you in run out the door from this side?
Yes, yes. Don't stand there and talk, man. Hurry.
Just a moment, Father. Look over the keyhole.
A cobweb.
And behind us, I hold the light.
What? The lock is chocolate there.
There's no key to come to this door for me this time.
But it's the door I passed through. I know this house about a thousand.
Chinese are tricky, but they can't weave cobwebs.
I tell you, this is
the... We'll soon find out. Give that door the axe.
Yes.
Bust the lock first try. Come on, boys.
There's the stairs. Now I know this is the place. Follow me.
Now wait, Father.
Why will you delay with every minute?
Father, there's been no one in this house tonight. Look around. There's an empty stuff on everything. I'm undisturbed.
There's no death before.
But this is the place. I left it about 15 minutes ago.
You've been pretty overworked lately, Father.
Oh, you think I've imagined it all? You think I'm crazy?
Hold up your light, Sergeant. There's something laying on the desk.
I see it. It's the book.
It's my travel. I must have something. And that's proof that I was here. Look, their footprints are there. My footprints.
Oh, we don't. You say another man left you in this house and up these stairs.
Yes, yes, I don't understand.
We'll soon find out. Come on, boy. Which was the room, Father?
Just one there.
We'll break it open, Mike. Go ahead, it's in the dark and locked. Yes, the room's empty. It's an empty for years. Left everywhere and undisturbed. Except for a single pair of footprints. The same footprints, Father, that your shoes leave now.
But it's the room I just left. And it was full of people. There, the girl sat in her Chinese nurse with morning light. And Arthur stood there. And there was the man who held the cord. And over there, wait. Over there was an alcove. Behind the curtain where the dead boy lay.
Well, alcove now. At the wall, like all the rest.
It's on the wall,
eh? Sounds like this is in partition. Must have been built in private since Father Ryan left it. Give it the axe.
Yes. Oh, they've played a trick here. I'm all bewildered. Sergeant, Father Ryan, look through the hall, isn't it? Good Lord. Two skeletons.
The Chinese woman's dress of mourning.
It's the same one the girl wore. And the other. About those troubled bones, I recognize the little fragments of the boy's clothes.
Oh, I remember who Ah Poo was. How he was the owner of this house. He went back to China 13 years
ago. Chris, tell the name comes back to me. That young boy, Chris, he disappeared.
What is he? Oh, seriously, they take us seriously. Our king died. He came back. And those others with us. From the grave. Merciful Father of Heaven. Tonight, I have confessed thy death.
Well, that's the end of that sensation. Clever, Chinese. Now you folks sit still while Satan and me goes out in the cemetery and figures out in a pretty yarn to tell you about next. We'll come right back and tell you what we've thunk up.
It has often been said that man is what he eats. And of course, that's meant to apply to women too. But the fact is that this saying alone isn't altogether true. In many homes may be found two people who eat about the same amount of the same food. Yet one of them is overfat and the other one is thin. You see, it isn't only the food you eat, but what your system causes you to obtain from that food that counts. No, it isn't right for anyone to accumulate a lot of excess fat on his or her body. It isn't helpful to either your happiness or your health. In fact, it's very likely indeed to be dangerous. Sooner or later, very fat people usually get high blood pressure, and at any time, they are more likely to contract disease than are people of normal weight. That's why life insurance companies are so interested in the subject. They know, too, that excess fat causes an undesirable extra strain on the heart, as well as affecting other vital organs. So, if you are overweight, resolve definitely right now that you will begin the simple, safe, gruesome treatment tomorrow. Take no heed at all of such misleading sayings as laugh and grow fat. Being fat yourself is nothing to laugh about. It's just something that others laugh at when they look at overfat people. Instead, laugh as you grow thinner. Or to put it more correctly, you'll be altogether happier when you notice how Prussian helps you to bring your weight to the correct amount. You'll be happier because you begin to feel much better very soon after you start taking Prussian. More alert in mind and body, more anxious to go places and do things. You'll feel more useful and look more useful. And all you'll have to do is to take a half teaspoonful of Prussian in a glass of hot water once a day. That's all there is to it. Go easy on very fattening foods, of course.
But don't let anyone talk you into freak diet or anything else that would weaken you. With the simple Prussian way, you should become stronger and begin to enjoy life more from the very outset. Remember, Prussian is also taken daily by millions of people who are not overweight. They take a tiny pinch of Prussian in their morning coffee, just to keep them feeling fit. Remember, too, that Prussian is prescribed by more doctors throughout the world than any other medicinal salt or crystal. So don't hesitate. Don't miss another day. Go to your nearest drug counter, get a jar of the original, genuine Prussian salt, and begin taking your half teaspoonful in a glass of hot water tomorrow morning. You'll soon see just what vivacious people mean when they say they have that Prussian feeling.
Well, Satan, you and me have sunk up a very pussy yard to send these folks and they call out of next week. It's a cheerful story of black magic, and we called it Devil Hands. Devil Hands.